You know, we work hard to make Halloween extra scary for folks, but it shouldn't be a scary night for pets. Truth is, though, it can be a very dangerous evening, and we have some advice now to keep your pets safe on Halloween. Joining us live in the studio, veterinarian Katie Nelson, our own Dr. Paws. She hosts The Pet Show, which airs Saturday mornings on News Channel 8. Welcome back, Dr. Paws.
Hello, guys. How are you today?
Fine. Let's talk about Halloween night. Lots of activity, lots of people. The doorbell is ringing constantly.
Oh, yeah.
What should you do with your dogs, especially?
Well, I mean, my advice basically it boils down to this. If it's not safe for your toddler to do, it's probably not safe for your pets, because you have to think about that mentality of these goofy dogs of ours and silly little cats of ours, that's about the mentality that they've got. So you've got to try and keep them safe. So if you're like me, and you dress up your pets for Halloween, then you definitely need to be very careful with your pets' costumes, because they can have straps and strings on them, and you don't want those to get wrapped around a paw or worse, around a neck. And also, if they've got little bedazzlings or things hanging off of those costumes, then your pets might want to reach back and chew on those and swallow those. So you definitely need to make sure these are toddler-proof, aka pet-proof, if you're going to put them on your pets. And as you mentioned, that doorbell is really one of the biggest scary things for the dogs. You've got all of these people coming up dressed in scary costumes to your door, ringing your doorbell. It can be absolute chaos for your pets. So you really need to try and keep them safe. If you've got a dog that might be a little nippy, maybe you want to put them away, because if somebody came to my door and I was already stressed out, I might be more apt to nip at them. And kitties definitely are door darters. You want to make sure that they're kept away so that they're not sneaking out the door every time that the door opens. And of course, we all know chocolate is bad. So you want to keep your candy in, you know, strategic places away from your pets. And, you know, it's not just the chocolate. It can be those foil wrappers and plastic wrappers can be dangerous as well.
Oh, yes.
So make sure you think of all of that, that it's not just the candy itself.
You know, I wanted to ask you, a lot of folks take their dogs with them as they watch their kids trick or treat up and down the streets. And outside of people's homes, there are often jack-o'-lanterns.
Yes.
And they have fire in them.
Absolutely.
So,
and the little luminary things as well. I mean, there's a lot of fire and crazy things happening on Halloween. So,
and
definitely
decorations they can get into.
Yeah. And, you know, if you've got a dog like mine with one of those coffee table clearing tails, you know, you definitely need to be careful of where they're wagging those, because you certainly could, you know, cause some issues with that. And, you know, I would just say, be, you know your pet. You know, if you've got a dog that's not going to be great on a night like that, then find a nice quiet place for him to hang out, chill out, and relax. If you've got a big goofball like I've got, certainly take him along. He'll have a blast, but just make sure that you're thinking about what's best for your pets and not just best for us.
Now, if you are crating your dog on Halloween, they're going to hear a lot of the activity that's going on at your house and in your neighborhood. Any advice to kind of keep them calm during that time, so they're just not spazzing out in another room or wherever they may be?
You know what I think? Honestly, this is kind of silly, but it's very simple. The bathroom fan. You know, turn on the fan in your bathroom. If you've got your crate, you can like put your crate in there. It's nice white noise. If you don't have a fan in your bathroom, just get one of your regular little fans. Just put it there. Turn the TV on. Something like that. Create some white noise that's calming for your pets. And hopefully they'll be listening to that rather than the doorbell ringing and knocking and all of the other stress that's going on.
Dr. Katie Nelson, great advice. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, thank you guys.